Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stuff?
Manure spreading.
Yeah, moving manure, moving cows.
Cow petting.
Yeah, you know, there's big things to do.
All right.
So until then, we're going to go on over to DougStephan.com and check out the poll. And Ken Kessler, who's in charge of all things web at DougStephan.com. What's the poll today, Kenny?
Today's poll is, do you use sunscreen? And this was because there was a new study that said most Americans still aren't using sunscreen.
Well, define that. Because I use it on my face. Every day, it's part of my moisturizing routine, but not on my body.
This is as in, use it at all.
Okay, so yes, please. Sign me up for a yes.
Okay, so what are the options?
So do you use sunscreen almost every day? If I'm going to be outside for a long time, when I remember to, I do. Only when I go to the beach or the pool. I can't remember the last time I used sunscreen, and I never use sunscreen.
So what does the story say in the news today? What is it? Because we just had this conversation in my house with regard to the kids. My mother-in-law and my wife, who are just like sunscreen Nazis with the kid.
Vitamin D.
And then myself, who gets to listen to Dr. Jack and Dr. Doug and Dr. Ken,
who'll be here with us in a few minutes, and you can ask him.
Right.
Dr. Ken, I remember he said you're supposed to get like 10 minutes a day of sun exposure without sunscreen and then slather up. But you need that little bit of time without any protection to get your vitamin D.
So
but
what,
you get that through your clothing. Your clothing doesn't really block the vitamin D and the sun rays. So that's, even if you use sunscreen on your face, you're still going to get some sun just walking to your car, walking to the grocery store. That'll probably add up to 10 minutes, yeah?
So what we decided was, if the kids are going to be out for more than an hour, that they should have sunscreen. And if it's really, and if it's like in the bright day parts, that they should definitely have sunscreen. But if they're going out in the morning for 15 minutes, because I mean, I'm telling you, my wife would be like, they're going to run to the mailbox, put sunscreen on. And I'm like, you don't need to do that, you know? Like, my son's going to a baseball game. Yes, put sunscreen on. He's going to be out for 3 hours.
Mailbox, no.
Right.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, you're going out to the trampoline for 15 minutes. No, don't worry about it. So it's, you know,
it's one of those things. I mean, footballed around a lot, and it really, it's hard to come to a consensus. So let's ask Dr. Ken about it in a few minutes.
And quick tip, Doug?
Yes, Richie.
We got our little cedar side pack at the house, which is one of the new products that we talk about here, and it's for controlling mosquitoes, ticks, all this other kind of stuff. But one of the products that they have is a sunscreen.
Yeah.
And I haven't really looked into it, but, you know, it's not all of the chemicals that you get in the white, soupy stuff that you put on you. So I want to check into that a little bit more and see what their story is, but it looks like a nice option.
By the way, that Cedarside material is available by dialing 800-842-1464, or you can go to cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping. It is 100% organic bug spray.
It's cedar oil.
Yeah.
You put it on, it smells nice, it's not deep, you don't get that
no, it's terrific stuff.
And it works. We're all sitting on the patio the other night, and it works great. So anyway.
Alright, so good news today. There is a psychiatric study. Actually, I'm going to talk to Joy Brown about this in the next half hour. Psychiatric study out of American children suggesting that fewer of our children, and I guess the age range here is about 9 to 14 or 15, fewer having severe mental problems, more are getting help, I have found it very disturbing to listen as a member of the Framingham Town Meeting to the amount of money that we are spending. There are, in the school system, we have 8,000 students in the school system in my community. 50% of them are getting some sort of special needs education, special needs services, and many of them are getting psychiatric either care or attention. And I don't know, there's a difference, we're told. That's what we were told by the superintendent of school. They get care or attention, or whatever that means. But to have that many people messed up. Now, is it because we're paying attention to it now? Is it that age-old thing about it's just being covered more so we know more? Were there this many people when you were in school, Molly, or when you were in school, Jennifer, or you were in school, Richie, or Kenny, that needed attention and we just didn't do anything about it? They were just sort of shuffled off to Baltimore?
I will tell you that my daughter gets help for a reading issue that she had.
And it ended up psychological, is it?
No. No. It ended up being, and they're brilliant. I mean, I thank God for the teacher that recognized it. Her kindergarten teacher, who is a friend of ours, lived in the neighborhood and passed away last year, or just a few months ago from cancer. But she recognized that she was having difficulty recognizing or assigning a symbol, a number, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or ABCD, to a specific sound. And it was because she had a speech problem that she couldn't assign the sound to a symbol. So they got her in a speech program to help her with her G's and, you know, the G and the K and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
And it's been amazing. Now, back when I was a kid, they would have never recognized. They just kind of move you along into the system. Now they pull these kids out and they say, okay, three kids here go for reading help, three kids here go for speech help, and it really does help.
Yeah.
You know,
it
makes me sad. Just real quick, and I know we have to move on. But my a family member of mine, actually, their parent was diagnosed because he's a younger kid, got diagnosed with dyslexia through school, and his parents didn't want to believe it, so they ignored the symptoms and they pulled him out of all those school programs.
Let me tell you something. As a parent of somebody who was having issues in kindergarten, we held our daughter back 1 year, had her do kindergarten again. Best decision we ever
made. We have Brendan back in the first grade. And it was a very smart move because they're young.
They describe it as give them the gift of extra time.
And normally what they do is I was a November baby. I was 17 when I went into college.
Me too.
My son was a late October baby, and he just wasn't mature in a number of ways. So that's why we held him back when I was first or second grade.
I was a December baby. I should have been held back, and I wasn't.
You should still be held back.
Right, exactly.
14 past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
There is something about the road that beckons, that invites us to pack up the family and leave the world behind. And there is something about an industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty on a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that gives us the freedom to do exactly that. You take to the highway, rack up the miles for up to 3 years, and drive with the assurance that your Mercedes-Benz is covered. You have the security of being in a car that has been certified to Mercedes-Benz standards, while you enjoy a carefree ownership experience for miles and miles. But while the mileage is unlimited, your time to take advantage of our certified pre-owned sales event is not. Now through June 1st, you can also receive complimentary prepaid maintenance and your first 2 months payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry into your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see why we say the odometer is there to record the memories.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-961-5842. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842. Again, 800-961-5842.
All right, Doug Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I am always pleased to spend time with Ken, whether it be here on this program, our Saturday program review of questions for Dr. Ken about your medical health and well-being. You can call us. We're live from 7 to 9 on Saturday mornings. The program is heard all around the country, all around the weekend, but the live time for the program is 7 to 9, and you can dial 888-55-DR-KEN to get your questions in at that time if you'd like to. Ken and I have been great friends for years. I haven't seen you physically for a couple of years, and so it's like you don't miss a beat. You walk in, all the people in the office have this ongoing conversation. You and I have an ongoing conversation. It's like, okay, time for next. And so we spent what amounted to I'm sorry that I took time away from other people who were there, but I did learn some things about stress and what stress does to things. Now, this isn't bad. There were the top 10 things that were examined in my heart, and the top one, number one and number 10, were a result of, they were only negatives, and they were a result of stress, right?
Absolutely.
Dealing with stress. Rich and all these other people I have to deal with every day.
I don't know how you
stress.
Do it.
I know it. So you want to, I don't mind, you always use me as a guinea pig telling the story, because it's not so much private, it's a personal story, but there are things that come out of it. I had a CAT scan, hadn't had one of those since the first time I was in your office, and the overwhelming feeling is when you get that flush, you stick that stuff in your veins, whatever it is, what is it, iodine or something? What do you stick in?
It's an iodinated contrast, iodine-based contrast, so we can see the arteries, the pipes that lead away from the heart, and we did a pretty thorough step-by-step evaluation of you yesterday. We looked at the blood flow to your brain. We looked at the blood flow to your heart, to your abdominal aorta, the big pipe where the blood exits the heart. We had you on the treadmill, did a stress test, and
I did pretty well on that stress test, didn't I, for an old bugger?
You did pretty well.
it's the old business about age is baloney. I think that my body, and you confirm this, is not where it would be with other people. I'm sure you see a lot of people that are my age, younger, that you really worry about. And you didn't even have to put me on something that you thought you were going to have to put me on.
Well, fortunately, you don't have any plaque in your big vessels. You have coronary microvascular disease, these tiny little microscopic vessels that come off the big vessels that go into the thickness of the heart. This is a very common problem. It's the earliest form of coronary disease, but your big vessels are as clean as can be. We're going to work hard by watching your diet, your exercise, your keeping the stress down, the alcohol level down, and sleeping plenty, and knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, and your weight. And your weight looks great. You've lost quite a bit of weight.
Ken, for people who
and by
are
the way,
there,
Ken has lost a good deal of weight, too, since the last time I saw him. Go ahead, Richie.
By effort.
For people who are out there wondering whether they should do one of these
diets?
No, virtual physical. When would you recommend, or do you recommend, people getting virtual physicals? If they're in pretty good shape, do you recommend them going through the tube and having all of the scans done?
Well, I think the virtual is a good way to get a second opinion, but I'm an old-fashioned guy. There's nothing like going eyeball to eyeball with a physician, and the physician who gets to know you over a number of years. You know, now that I've seen Doug a number of times, I can get such a better evaluation than the first time I saw him. And this lifelong relationship with a physician is so important.
Isn't it
can't
Doug?
Be measured.
Yeah, right. And then they know what they're looking at, remember their notes, that sort of thing. And
there
very
are little subtle changes that give doctors tips that there's something just not right.
Right.
And you don't get that unless you form a relationship with a physician.
But interestingly enough, some of the things that were a concern a couple of years ago are not now. That's what I sort of, what I like.
You're a very good patient. You respond. You course correct. And I'm a big believer in lifestyle, diet, exercise, alcohol, stress, sleep. These are so important. And you are very adherent to these things. And you've had issues in the past, and you've adjusted, and you have a very good lifestyle right now.
Well, that's the important thing, isn't it? Hey, by the way, we got 15 seconds. Vitamin D.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during the slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now, 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now, 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Oh, my heavens. Richie goes bananas anytime we recognize your song.
Yeah.
This is Sylvia Vanderpoof. Took off the Vanderpoof and became known just as Sylvia for the number one song during this week in 1973. Very sensual song. This went wild, Richie. The last year I think I was a disc jockey. I remember playing this thing ad nauseum. And I still like hearing it, actually. Earned a gold record in a week. The artist first recorded with Hot Lips Page for Columbia in the 50s was known as Little Sylvia. She was half of the singing duo Mickey and Sylvia. Remember the song Love is Strange? If you find that, Richie, there would be something you could listen to.
Yeah, I'll
look
around and see if I can find that.
No, from the Dirty Dancing soundtrack,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the song. Yep. That's quite a good song.
It's a great
fact.
Song.
This would be a one-hit wonder song. I don't know if... Do we ever have this on One-Hit Wonders, Kenny? Do you remember?
Yeah,
this
we did. Song?
We did, yeah. All right, so anyway, Sylvia and Pillow Talk, number one this week, 1973. Now it's time...
There you go.
This is it. That's it. Yes.
I actually like that better.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't it good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. All right. Let's move to our video of the day today at DougStephan.com. The video comes from Coldplay, band teaming up with several Game of Thrones actors for Game of Thrones the Musical. My God. It's going to be on in part tonight, the Red Nose Special on NBC at 8 o'clock Eastern. The video has Peter Dinklage singing about the many characters who have been killed on Game of Thrones. The character that he
still
plays.
Going strong.
Still going strong.
Yeah, yeah.
He's still going strong.
Remember Ned Stark, he was a lot of fun, but he didn't make it past season one.
That's Sean Bean's character, right?
Part of that crew, but he never made it to season two. The king of the north was cool, you said. Another favorite that ended up dead.
Chris Martin.
Joffrey.
Funny.
And the rest of his bandmates penned a Game of Thrones musical sketch for the Red Nose Day today. Campaign dedicated to raising money for children and young people living in poverty. The network teased the sketch, which will air in two clips. The first one is this one, and then the other one, or is it, am I got it the other way around, Kenny? Which one is this the first one or the second one?
This is the first one.
This is the first one, okay. The collaboration is not much of a surprise. Fans remember that the band's drummer, Will Champion, had a cameo in the Red Wedding episode, Game of Thrones. It's a Sunday night thing on HBO. We've had this conversation before on the program. I just can't tolerate the horrible, horrible, horrible violence. But it's
Horrible violence. Yeah. It would be great, I think, if we could plug where I actually found that video. Is on
where?
The Good News Network.
Really?
There's a website called the Good News Network, and it's all good news. And so since this is for charity,
for the good news.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Speaking of good news, Starbucks may have halted CD sales in their stores, but they are not giving up on music. They said on Monday that they were going to work with Spotify in a new partnership. What will that do? Streaming? You can stream music in Starbucks? Is that right?
It's just a promotion for Spotify to try and get new users, and Starbucks is a great place for them to be able to market themselves, so they have kind of a collaborative marketing.
So you just use the Wi-Fi that's in the Starbucks to download the...
I think you might get a free month or something of Spotify service with a Starbucks purchase or something like that.
All right, interesting. Thank you, Richie. 28 after on Good Day.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneering cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 17th through the 25th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heel on Wheels. Wait, Heel on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got to saving money with Geico Park, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
We got gifts.
The
world is turning around and around, and where it stops, nobody knows. We do not have Fidel Castro with us today. Sorry about that. We had promoted that Fidel would be on the program today. Our new exchange.
He joining us tomorrow.
Yeah, he might be exchanged with Cuba and all. But we will have Dr. Joy Brown to talk with us about bullying and something that she has noted herself in her own blog, and also that psychiatric study which produces so-called good news. I want to talk a little bit about David Letterman as he is much on our mind. That era is over. I was never a big fan of him on late night. I thought he was okay, but I do have admiration for his stick-to-itiveness. He became his own person after a lot of people told him that what he, and his first experience was not good. His first show was canceled in 3 months. So it's not like he had a lot of luck at the beginning, but he stayed true to himself. Whether you like his personality or you didn't like his politics or you did, you didn't like his grumpiness or you did, you didn't like his style, whatever it was, he, for me anyway, as he retired from that show last night and his career, I remember reading something in an interview where he was asked whether the constant awareness of having to beat his competitors was a positive force or a negative force. And the reason that I relate to it is because I think I feel the same way. He said that for a couple of years he was obsessed with trying to beat Jay Leno in the ratings, but then he settled for the fact that Leno would always be number one.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't, I didn't think that it was a slight. There were a lot of things that contributed to ratings and late night programming.
And he had a huge audience in his own right.
Who did?
David David Letterman.
Yeah, no, he did. But a lot of this stuff was what happens in the 10 o'clock hour and the network news and all that sort of thing. But he forgot about that sort of thing, too, because that was an excuse. He said, I stopped trying to do the impossible. And when he did, his show got better. He got more creative. He became happier. Even though he came across as being kind of sullen. But he said his life was better when he did it his way, when he followed his heart and his head. And so I sort of thought that in terms of my own reality here, because I'm not number one, never will be number one. I have a good following. I have good people that I work with. I have a solid basis. Look at all the stations that have been carrying this program for 20 years, 25 years. There aren't many, no matter what. There are only two syndicated programs that have been on that long anyway, mine and Limbaugh's. So the fact that you stop looking over your shoulder, maybe that's it. Remember, Richie, I used to say I was always looking over my shoulder to see what was there, who was behind me, and then would adapt accordingly. I don't do that anymore.
You know,
if I did, I would not have. There are some things that sometimes I do, and this is a personal sort of aside for a minute. The other day, we were told that we lost a station in Florida that I really valued. Good station, good people, nice family, and it was because people were complaining about my stance on gay marriage. That was the reason. I've been on this station for 14 years, probably 15 maybe, and the woman that owns it, nice lady, I stayed in her house when I visited the area 3 times. She got a few phone calls from people who were upset. This is a very Bible belty area, and because she never heard what I said, by the way. It were people who were calling and said his outrageous stance on gay marriage and so for one issue that most of the listeners don't really understand my point of view, and that may be my problem because I don't explain it well enough. But for that issue, and never mind all the great fun, the great times, the great issues that we have, but for that one thing, that narrow-minded thinking cost me a station. So what's the lesson that I take away from that? Do I not say what I think, or do I say what everybody else wants me to say, or do I just not talk about it anymore? And the sad thing is that I decided, you know, from now on, I'm just not going to deal with gay issues, even if there are good points on both sides, because I don't want to lose stations. And that's, I remember losing, Richie and I laugh about this. I said something once, God knows how many years ago, was it maybe 10 or 11 or 12. Remember when I said Jesus, I had Jesus and prostitute in the same sentence.
Yes.
Oh, no. Remember that?
Yes.
And a station in South Carolina, somebody called and said, they got 25 calls this morning and they're taking me off the air. And so I said, or Richie said, or whoever took the call said, did you actually hear what I said? Nope. But I can't take 25 calls. My God, the bread and butter of this business, spoken formatted radio station, spoken word formats, is to get reaction, to have people react to what it is that you're saying. That's the whole nature of this business. And I was encouraged as a pup starting, working on stations like WRKO in Boston, where the guys on the air, Jerry Williams, Gene Burns, two names that have been folklore in the talk radio world, were as ardent and strident, and they were in your face about everything. And I'm not like that at all. So the
probably agreeing with those guys.
The
reality of talk radio is it's to the right.
Yeah.
And a lot of it jump is on the other side of it.
Yeah.
I'm not on the other side of it.
That's the interesting thing. I'm not. People say, those are liberal points of view.
Well,
no. They aren't liberal points of view. They are points of view that come from me having thought this through. I don't do liberal and conservative. I do thinking and non-thinking from my perspective, as other people may think about it differently. And if you've got a good argument, have the argument with me. Richie and I have great arguments about stuff. Jennifer and I have great arguments about stuff. Molly and Jennifer are going to have great arguments. I'm going to tell you that right now because they don't agree on much of anything politically. But that's what makes this healthy. You've got to have those discussions.
Well, and it's about being respectful. I mean, no one's going to think the same way that you do 100%. Rich and I, who tend to be on the same side politically, still have arguments about certain things. I mean, everybody does. It's just natural.
Well,
but the thing is, you have to be...
The beauty of this show is that we do have the counter to anything anybody says.
Exactly. But you've got to be respecting, and you've got to like the person. You've got to leave the debate knowing that, you know, everybody's still friends. Everybody's still happy. And, I mean, people want to hear, I think, a good exchange of ideas because it helps them formulate their own opinion.
It's more stimulating talk radio.
It's more stimulating talk radio. Yeah. In fact, we should use that. Let's make some billboards and bumper stickers, shall we?
All right. Here's a couple of good stories involving intelligent things and intelligent people. Story of Juliet Smith, about to graduate from Guilford College last weekend. She got a bit of a surprise the night before she was supposed to have her graduation. She went into labor. She was out to dinner with her family, all set to arrive at her commencement. Following morning, water broke. A few minutes before midnight, she gave birth to her son. Obviously overjoyed, but upset about missing graduation. She said, "I was angry at my son. And then I was upset with myself because I didn't want my first feeling toward him to be anger. I was excited about commencement." So shortly after the official commencement was over, a group of teachers, deans, and other faculty members went to the hospital to conduct the ceremony for her. So one professor brought a tuba and played Pomp and Circumstance and played Happy Birthday to the new baby, and she got her diploma and graduated. I thought that was a very cool story. Right? I love stuff like that. It just sort of warms, what do they say, the cockles of your heart. I don't even know. I had my heart examined yesterday. I didn't ask Ken where my cockles were in my heart.
They don't photograph well.
And your doodle-doos.
I had my doodle-doos examined too, Richie. And they were okay, thanks. Dr. Joy Brown will be discussing doodle-doos, amongst other things, with us in a moment here on Good Day.
Introducing the newest addition to the Craftsman C3 lineup, the C3 19.2-volt brushless drill driver. A brushless motor means you get 50% more runtime, 30% more power, and a motor life 10 times longer than the traditional brush motor drills. With up to 600 inch-pounds of torque, LED integrated lights, and a Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck to lock bits solidly in place, you'll get even your most difficult projects done fast. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. Craftsman, made to make.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores cleaned and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of Choice Hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
It's 14 before the hour. Joy Brown is here.
Yes,
this
I
is
am.
Good day. There is Jennifer. And
I
Molly is here. And Richie is here. And Kenny is here. And doodly doo. Okay, so.
This sounds like Glee.
Really?
Almost. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Just like.
Except so, we can't
it's geriatric Glee, we could call it.
Well, what do you mean, geriatric Glee?
Those kids are high school. Give me a break.
Oh, in the world.
Speaking of the squatty potty.
Yeah.
Didn't we do that last week?
I think yeah, we did. Yeah. I think, did I ask you if you were doing that commercial on your program? I don't remember what that
was. Well, you
that
asked me, and I didn't know what it was. Oh. So you explained it wrongly, so it was perfect.
What do you mean I explained it wrongly?
Well, you said it was something to put
It's on your feet. Yeah. It is what you put.
No, you said it was something, to raise you up. It was you were
talking. It sort of raises up your feet. All right, never mind. Let's keep ourselves focused on the psychiatric study that came out this week suggesting fewer American children, that is teenagers, have severe mental problems than has been the case, according to research. Anyway, I guess I'm wondering whether this is like a lot of other things that come to our attention. That is it really more of a problem, less of a problem, or we're just getting it reported and we know more about it?
What you're saying is that there were fewer or more repeated?
There are fewer mental problems, severe mental problems among teenagers now than was the case 10 years ago, according to the research.
Yeah, I also saw, a parallel study that suggested that bullying was less.
Right.
So, you know,
you wrote about that on your blog, didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, part of it, you have to know who did the research, where they did the research, and how they did the research. But for a moment, let's assume it's true and look for reasoning, and I think it may be just as much as that we're identifying problems earlier, getting people to help earlier. There's less of a stigma attached to it. Which, of course, if you make it easier for someone to ask for help, it's more likely that they will. If you make it difficult for them to, then it's... And maybe we've just also changed the definition of what severe mental health is.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think to a certain extent we have.
Hmm.
What sort of
calls do you get from people who are up a tree without a ladder? When you're talking to people,
George. Specific about that.
Well, these sorts of problems where people are very emotionally distraught and they want to, you know, in the extreme, they want to do away with themselves.
Yeah, I get very few of those calls, to be quite honest, mercifully. When I first started, because psychology on the air was such a new phenomenon, that I would get a lot of those calls, and I would disguise them because some of my colleagues who were not psychologists, well, you'd see a newspaper article that said, well, I stopped this guy from jumping. And my great fear was that somebody would say, okay, I'm going to take a handful of pills, I'll call Brown, and they'd get a busy signal.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I really tried to disguise those things because I don't think that that's...
That was when you were working in Boston, right?
Yeah, when I started in Boston.
Yeah.
Let me get back just for a moment to the issue of severe issues. I think that we're identifying problems earlier. I think we're treating them earlier. But I also think I spend a lot of time on my program identifying what's a real problem and what's not, what's ordinary behavior. And I think to a certain extent, especially when we're talking about teenagers, that if I said to you, all right, this person has mood swings, they think that they don't matter, they laugh a lot or cry a lot, they fall in love at the drop of a handkerchief, they're undefined, you'd say, wow, get them a therapist. I'd say they're 15. So part of it is we're just understanding.
Sure.
Yeah, part of it, well, it's not only that, it's that the teen years are a transition year, and we make it transition years.
Mm-hmm.
Going from one status to another is very hard. Going from married to unmarried, going from married to divorce, going from adult to older adult, I mean, any of the transitions, by definition, we don't know what the rules are, and we're not where we want to be yet, so they're tough.
You know, one of the things that happens in our society, you were talking about bullying a little bit, the way people are judged, we are judgmental creatures.
Yes, we are.
And so I was just talking about this lady that graduated in hospital bed because she had a baby. And I was thinking about those who make it to the dean's list or the honors list. The way that people find themselves into acceptance, and then later on how that changes. George Bush said in graduation speech last week I think the quote was, I too prove that if you get C's, you can be president. The guy who,
if your dad was,
started FedEx, I don't know about that, but FedEx, he did his thesis on the company that he started, and he got a C for the paper.
Yeah.
But he said, I'm going to be happy. He decided that he was going to take what he knew and be happy versus be unhappy. And I think that's a judgment sometimes. If you're happy, it's because you want to be happy, or you're unhappy, it's because you want to be unhappy.
Okay, there are like five different issues there. First
and
of all,
you got 40 seconds.
All right, high school does not predict future success.
No.
Happiness is a choice. The only C I got in graduate school ever, I think the only C I ever got in my life, was I did a paper where I was doing state-of-the-art research and the professor wasn't up to date on it, so he gave me a C on it.
Really? So you knew more than he did?
Yeah, he didn't like that. I should have figured that out a little bit earlier. I am a psychologist.
Right, after all. I think there's so much pressure. We're obsessed with learning things and regurgitating them.
Less so now than ever because of all the good examples.
All right, Dr. Joy, drjoy.com, or call her at 855-99-DR-JOY with your question 24/7.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There was a time for this law, but not anymore. See, this is our time to dance. It is our way of celebrating life. It's the way it was in the beginning. It's the way it's always been. It's the way it should be now.
Cause every time he pulls me near, I just want to kiss him. He can find the road. Let's give a boy a hand.
Ecclesiastes assures us that there is a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to laugh, a time to weep, a time to mourn, and there is a time to dance.
Denise Williams singing Let's Hear It for the Boy from the movie Footloose, the second song from that movie to hit number one, which it did during this week in 1984. Footloose, one of those movies that once you see it, you don't ever forget. One of those. How many of those movies do you think there are really in existence, at least in your life, Chuck Curry?
What do you mean?
A movie that is that people get a hold of and they grasp it and they never lose the benefit.
It's a good probably 25 films that people radiate to. Dirty Dancing, a lot of people really enjoy. Also.
And they confuse Dirty Dancing with Footloose. Don't you think a lot of times?
A lot of people would. I did a revival about 6 months ago with Footloose. We had about 50 people show up.
Yeah.
And that movie holds up beautifully on the big screen after all these years. I mean, it's not totally believable, but boy, it's a lot of fun. And Kevin Bacon was terrific.
It made Kevin Bacon the center of the entertainment universe.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I connect to Kevin Bacon in 2 steps. Was the greatest. I always talk about this when I do when I speak in front of people. 1984 was the greatest year of genre films. You had Footloose, Gremlins, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, Ghostbusters, Beverly Hills Cop, Red Dawn. It goes on and on. Revenge of the Nerds. So it was an amazing year for movies. 1984.
Bring them like that. Wow. Hi, Chuck Curry here with us on Good Day Movie News. Up next.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Hi, Chugger. In the news, the essence of movie news department, I've been looking at the trailers for a lot of movies coming out. Some of them actually look pretty good, but they don't seem to have the starch that some of the summer blockbusters used to have. Is that just me, or do things seem...
What trailer did you watch? Give me an example.
There's a couple of movies that are coming out that seem softer. Maybe that's the way, and I'm trying to remember the name of the movie.
Not Big.
No. The movie is coming out this weekend. And
Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland is... but what about the one, June 3rd, there's one that a lot of people are talking about. And I'm blanking on the name of it.
You're going to have to get Richard and look it up.
I had two people talking to me at the same time. I heard nothing.
The Brian Wilson movie with John Cusack.
Nah, that's not the one I was thinking of. All right, never mind. So how is the summer going? I mean, summer, we're in spring. But they figure that this is the start of the summer movie season. What are you predicting?
Well, so far it's going very well for studios. So Fast and the Furious 7 was an enormous hit. It's done over $1 billion worldwide.
Yeah.
Avengers Age of Ultron's done over $1 billion worldwide. The third big film comes out tonight or tomorrow, which is Disney's Tomorrowland. The interesting thing about this movie, directed by Brad Bird, who did the last Mission Impossible movie, but it's sort of getting a split reaction, and I think the reason that is because, from what I hear, it makes you feel good. I think there's a lot of critics out there, for some reason, who've always had an issue with sentimentality. If a movie makes you feel good, they sort of reject that. I'm going to go see it tomorrow, my wife and daughter, and actually really looking forward to it. So in general movie news, speaking of 1984, MGM is going to re-release the original Terminator, which came out that year on 1,000 screens on June 14th to coincide with the release of the summer film Terminator Genesis, in which Arnold Schwarzenegger once again comes back as his signature character, the Terminator. Other news, MGM greenlighting another Shanghai Nights movie with Owen Wilson and Jackie Chan. Doug, I say why? I guess the mortgage payment is due.
Hey, Chucker, the movie Doug's talking about on June 3rd, we all will see Entourage.
Entourage. Cool. I think about that. Yeah, everybody's going
to
want
to
see that.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yep. Chuck Curry is the movie fellow in charge. Our man on the top when it comes to movie information. Longest reigning member of this program staff other than me. Thank you, Chucker. 59 after on Good Day. We'll be right back.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.